And so we want to look tonight in Psalm 91, and I enjoy reading through the Psalms. I enjoy studying the Psalms, and in many cases, when I think of the Psalms just like this one, there's things that's happening in a person's life. And so, I think sometimes when problems happen in our life or trials or difficulties, we want to get a little closer to the Lord. And so the psalmist here was doing just that. And so I want to begin reading with verse 1, and I hope tonight can be a help to you. And so we want to begin reading. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and a buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday." Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together. Thank You for this opportunity that we have, that we can come together and we can spend some time with You through Your word. We appreciate the faithfulness of Your people, and we appreciate those that are watching online that continue to do so faithfully. Lord, we pray that You'll help us tonight, that You'll encourage us and cause us to realize, Lord, that, Lord, we just need to have faith in You and trust You and realize that You want what's best for us, and how that Your provision, You provide so many things, and we're grateful. Father, we do lift up the request of prayer that were mentioned tonight. There's so many. There's so many that are struggling. There's many prayer requests that are unspoken. And Father, I just pray that You'll meet those needs. And Lord, we just want to thank You again for all that You do. For it's in Jesus' name, amen. We've titled the message tonight, "Under the Shadow of the Almighty." Under the shadow of the Almighty. And there's two things that I keep dwelling on and I keep mentioning. And that is this: our faith and our trust is of the uttermost importance in our life. Because we never know the things that we are going to encounter. We never know the things that we're going to be faced with. We never know what trial, what situation, what hardship, what difficulty. And if it wasn't for our faith and our trust, then I believe that we could very easily crumble. Amen. And allow these things to literally, in some aspects, destroy us. And so under the shadow of the Almighty is where we need to be. Now, growing up, I would sometimes hear this term. The terminology was this: they are afraid of their own shadow. You know, I remember growing up, sometimes that fear would come for various reasons, and that would be one of the words: you must be afraid of your own shadow. This term comes where a child or even an adult seems to let fear overtake them. In other words, they're afraid of everything. They're afraid of this and they're afraid of that, and the terminology comes out: they're afraid of their own shadow. In other words, if they looked down and saw their shadow, they would jump. Fear doesn't come from a shadow, but in reality, a shadow can comfort. And so when I think about this passage of Scripture, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There is, and I'm learning this more and more as I talk to individuals in various places about various things. And I'm convinced of this. There is some kind of bad news or some kind of troublesome news being told every day. It doesn't matter. You hear of this and you hear of that and you hear of problems. And I also believe that the pressures of life can overtake a person if they aren't careful. I know individuals, and I won't mention their names because some of them might be watching or will be watching, but I know some individuals that I will see one day and everything will be going good, and you look at their countenance the next day and it seems like they're just under turmoil. They're under pressures. They're under difficulties. And it's because of different things that's happening in their life. So tonight's message, I want us to think about under the shadow of the Almighty. Because our challenge tonight is this, that we find comfort in that secret place. And in that secret place is the shadow of the Almighty. Some of the most comforting words for a believer is two words, Jesus cares. Jesus cares. That's some of the most comforting words as a believer. Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 and following. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are more valuable than many sparrows. You see, we have a wonderful relationship. If you're saved, you have a wonderful relationship with our Lord. And so for us to understand that Jesus cares, no matter what's happening in our life, Jesus cares is comforting. Knowing that someone cares for you. Knowing that someone understands you. And that's comforting to me. The psalmist finds comfort under the shadow of the Almighty. He finds comfort there. And so tonight I would like to meditate on that. I would like us to meditate as I bring some things out as we think about under the shadow of the Almighty and the fact that Jesus cares. And the first thing I want to make mention tonight is He cares by action. You know, it's one thing to say, I care about you, or I care what you're going through, and we appreciate those words, but when you see action from that individual, or when you see action displayed, then that's where it becomes real. And so not only does the Lord care for us, but He shows us He cares. And He shows us in many ways. He shall cover thee with the feathers, under His wings shalt thou trust. Now that's important for us tonight, is to trust. There's a lot of things that we can't trust in. The world system, man's ideas, and so on. We can't trust in those things because they make them up as they go along. But when it comes to trusting the Lord, then we can trust Him. And we have to go all the way back to the cross of Christ. Christ died on the cross for us to really, truly understand that He cares. Because if He didn't care for us, then Jesus Christ would have never went to the cross. In my imagination, I think of this great big wing and this great big arm that stretches way out, and it covers. And it covers. And so when we think about this shadow, And when we think about the Almighty, we think of this great big arm. And so what does this great big arm do? It protects. It secures. It comforts. It helps. All because He cares. He cares about us. He loves us. How does He care? He's faithful. He's faithful. I thank the Lord for His faithfulness. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Three words. God is faithful. God is faithful. We never have to worry about being forgotten. He's faithful. Our feeble minds forget sometimes. Our feeble minds focus on our problems. Our feeble minds focus on our situations more times than not. But we should never forget that God never forgets. God never forgets. Most would agree that we have failed Him in many ways. I can raise my hand to that and I can say I have failed Him many ways in many times. And we can probably also agree that we have fallen short many times. But I hope that we can all agree on this. He has never failed us. He has never failed us. Sometimes we have troubles when it seems He doesn't answer our prayers, and we struggle with that. We struggle when we pray. We struggle when we ask the Lord. As the Bible says, we ask the Lord, and we struggle sometimes when He doesn't answer our requests the way that we pray them. And we struggle with that. That's where our faith and trust comes in. That's where our faith in Him, that He knows what's best for us. And He understands the situation. And He understands the things that's going on in our life. And He also understands the impact that we can have on others. There's been times that I've tried to help people and I've tried to talk to people and I can literally tell them about an experience that I had in my life or a situation that I had in my life, and I can relate to them. There are some things that I can't relate to. I try to encourage people and I try to help them and try to encourage them through the Word of God, but I can't relate to them because it didn't happen to me. But there's other times that I can relate to the individual and I can say, hey, this is what the Lord did for me. Or this is how I prayed. Or this is how I found comfort. And so when we think about His faithfulness, sometimes He allows us to go through things in our life that there's a bigger impact in helping others. There's a bigger impact in helping others because of the fact that, you know, we're not going to be here forever. You know, it's just part of life. And so it comes to faith and trust. And it comes to sheltering ourselves under that shadow of the Almighty. And so He knows what's best, and that's what's important. Growing up, you might want to do something and a parent will say no. And you might say, that's not fair. You might say, that's not fair. All the other kids get to do this or that. But yet the parent still knows what's best. And so I'm grateful that some of the things that I wanted to do growing up, I'm grateful that I wasn't able to do them. I understand that now. I didn't understand it then. And I believe this. I believe that when we reach heaven, there's going to be things that we understand that we never understood down here. It goes back to that faith and trust. So another way that He cares, or another way that we can find comfort in the shadow of the Almighty, is the fact that He has an endless love. He has an endless love. His love is endless when it comes to us and when it comes to His children. John 13 verse 1, it says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. You see, he has an endless love. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing in our life, nothing that's going to happen to us, nothing that could happen to us, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. People can't separate us from the love of Christ. Things can't separate us from the love of Christ. Problems can't separate us from the love of Christ. Sickness can't separate us from the love of Christ. Depression, sadness, all these things can't separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate us. And for that we should be grateful. That's part of finding that comfort in the shadow of the Almighty, because nothing can separate us. Nothing. His endless love. We will never get tired of that love. That love will never grow weak. That love will never grow troubled. That love will never change. No matter what we have in our life, that love will never change. And for that we should be grateful. You see, that's the comfort that we find under the shadow of the Almighty, is understanding that it's an endless love. There's nothing that we can do to make Him love us anymore. There's nothing that we can do to make Him love us any less. It's an endless love. He's tender in mercies. Another thing that we can find comfort in the shadow of the Almighty is the fact that He's tender in mercy. Tender in mercy. Luke chapter 1 verses 78 and 79, the Bible says, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. You see, tender mercy, through the tender mercy of our God. You see, there's mercy. We find mercy in the shadow of the Almighty. We find mercy. So many think of God as unapproachable. So many think that God's way up there, and we're way down here, and so many think that God is unapproachable. But I'm thankful tonight that He's approachable. And I'm thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ, who makes intercession for us. You know, I'll be honest with you, there's some times in my life that I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to pray with the things that maybe is going on in our life, or things that's troublesome, and sometimes you just don't have the words. Well, you can rest assured God knows our heart. And you rest assured that Jesus is making intercession for us, who knows our heart, knows our motives, knows why we do what we do, and He's making intercession, and He knows what we are saying, even if we don't know ourselves. You see, that's that mercy. That's that mercy. And I'm also thankful for the mercy that He shows, that He doesn't give us what we deserve. He's shown mercy. He's shown kindness. And He's shown love. You see, tonight we serve Him because He loves us. And He loves us first. You see, we serve Him because He loves us. He understands us and still loves us. I ask the question tonight, and only you can answer. And only you can answer in your own heart, how great has His mercy been to you? How great has His mercy been to you? Something to think about. The Bible says that He knows our frames. He knows each one of us. There's things that some people can handle better than others. And there's other things that others can handle better than these people. But the point is, He knows us all better than we know ourselves. And He's tender in mercy. He knows our frames. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15, the Bible says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. goes on to say in verse 16, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You see, God's word is rich of help. It is rich with help. He knows our needs. His mercy is great. And everybody is going through something. Everybody is going through something. Everyone is troubled in some way, shape, or form. Everyone has a burden of some kind. You can talk to an individual and you can ask them how they're doing, and they're either going to say, I'm doing fine, or they'll say, how much time do you have? Everyone is going through something. And we can find comfort in the shadow of the Almighty. We can find comfort in the shadow of the Almighty. We can find protection. We're going through some pretty warm days. And I believe it was yesterday morning. I went out and it was real early. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning and I stepped out and I thought, wow. I thought I was in the fall of the year. It was really, really nice. And it didn't take long. You know, I enjoyed it while it lasted and it was a little cooler. But from what I'm understanding, there's more heat coming. So let me ask you a question. And you answer it to yourself. What is the, if you're out and about and you're standing there and you're doing something outside, what is the first thing that you look for after being out there for a little while? You look for a shade. You look for a shade. And unfortunately, when I grew up, we had windows that just opened up. And a lot of them didn't even have screens. And now we look for a cool place and an air conditioner. And I don't believe our bodies can handle like they used to back many years ago. But my point is, the first thing that you look for is a shade. And a person looks for some kind of relief from the pressures of the sun. They look for some kind of relief, even if it's just a something to block the sun and, some kind of shade in some way, shape, or form, or some kind of a shadow, just anything that can block the sun, because you're wanting relief from the pressure of the sun. You're wanting some kind of relief. If you can get a breeze to blow, that's even better. But the point is, you're looking for some kind of shade. Tonight, I want us to, when we feel the pressures of life, and when we're seeking relief, I want us to find the shadow of His wings, to find comfort. The shadow of His wings, to find comfort. The Bible says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's where we get some relief, is in the shadow of the Almighty. And then lastly tonight, He's gracious in pity. He's gracious in pity. Psalm 103, verse 13, the Bible says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. God gives us examples in His Word of things that we can relate to. And I'm thankful for that. We can relate to them. And we like to relate to things. Well, our earthly Father may care or have cared for us, but our Heavenly Father, you can rest assured, has more compassion, more love, and more tenderness. And He understands. He understands. I wished I could say that my father understood things. And I've probably told you this before, but my dad used to tell me when I was growing up and I started to school, he would always say, and this is back when they used to paddle kids, They don't do that anymore. But where I grew up, they did. And so I remember, I was in second grade, just like it was yesterday. And I remember, we were in the lunchroom and the teacher was gone and the principal was taking over our class, and me and two other guys were sitting there at the table, and we didn't see the teacher because we didn't know that the principal was going to take us to our classroom. So we looked around, eventually looked around and saw our class was gone. And we thought, oh my. So then we ran back to the class and went in, and of course everybody else was sitting there and everybody was looking at us. And the principal who was taking over the class, he asked us how we were, you know, why we were late, and we tried to explain to him that we just didn't see him. And of course he didn't believe us. And he took us out in the hallway. And like I said, back then they do more than they do now. And my dad always told me, if you get a paddling in school, you're going to get one at home. You're not going to get a paddling at home. You're going to get a whipping at home.
Amen.
And so, I don't know. That news traveled. I wish they wouldn't have made telephones, is all I can say. But that news made it home quicker than I made it home. And I didn't say anything. And when my dad got home, he said, "What happened at school today?" So I was trying to decide, do I tell him, or was he just asking just to see how school was? But deep down I knew that he knew, so I went ahead and told him, and I tried to explain to him the same story, and I don't know why they won't listen to a second grader, but he wouldn't listen either. I will say that was one whipping that I still, to this day, don't believe I deserve. But I will also say there was probably many, many more that I deserved that I didn't get. So it kind of equals out. But the point is, a father loves you. A father wants you to do right.
Amen.
A father cares. A father has compassion. A father loves, wants what's best for his children. How much more does our heavenly Father love us than our earthly Father? And I will say, He never makes a mistake. He never makes a mistake. Tonight, may we be found under the shadow of the Almighty. May we find comfort. May we find peace. And may we find help. And may we find what we need. And may we go under the shadow of the Almighty to get some relief from life's pressures. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you for such an example that you give us. So comforting tonight to know that you love us and that you can help us and that you will help us. And that no matter what's going on in our life, we can find help. And we can find help from the pressures of life under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, help us to go to that shadow. Help us to get close to you. And help us to find comfort in your provisions. And we realize even tonight, those that are watching and those that are here are even struggling in various ways. Father, I pray that we'll look to you and that you know what's best in our life and we can trust you. Help strengthen our faith and help us depend upon you more. And Lord, we'll give you the praise for all things. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.